Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Road of Shadows, a mystery and suspense audio drama about a man who finds himself on the run in a small town in the mountains, pursued by mysterious creatures that only he can see. This is a highly immersive experience with an emphasis on mood and atmosphere. Feel yourself transported back to 1984 through music and sound that will take you to the streets of a small town deep in the mountains surrounded by mystery. You can learn more about The Road of Shadows at theroadofshadows.com. Find and listen to The Road of Shadows anywhere you listen to podcasts. Our thanks to the Road of Shadows for their support.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Come on. Now. Now. Make up your minds. Whatever. Whatever. A watched email never updates. Stop thinking of yourself. We've got work to do. That's it. I'm done.
Hey, Abby. Sorry.
Marisol. You're back.
Yeah. Lily and I, we worked some things out, I think.
And I take it by the bottles you two are planning a night in?
That's the idea. Netflix and chill. God, I sound uncool.
It's fine. Most people do.
Sorry, you were on your way up. Do you need to talk to Lily?
No. That's okay. You two, have fun.
This is awkward. I'm just gonna...
Yeah. Rudy, are you there? Of course not.
Lily, that you?
No, it's me, Mrs. Harper.
Ah, I thought I heard someone sneaking out. Assumed it was Lily. Hey, come on in here for a minute.
Is it necessary?
Humor me. Have a seat.
Am I in trouble?
Sit.
Did you pick this couch solely based on the sound it makes?
Maybe. But it is darn comfortable once you settle into it. So? We haven't really talked.
We have talked an adequate amount.
Since Christmas. Lily's my daughter. I know what it looks like when someone's avoiding me.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I don't know what I want to say.
Then why'd you invite me in here?
I figured it would come to me in the moment. How about this? I know shit went down. I don't remember exactly what, but judging by how you and Lily have been treating me, it wasn't pretty.
It wasn't pretty. I mean,
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
No. No, you're not listening to me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have treated you like that.
It wasn't...
Me? Bullshit. It was me. I decided not to take my meds, sound mind and all, because I didn't wanna. Because who needs them? Because doctors are stupid and Lily's just nagging and I know what I'm doing. You shouldn't have had to deal with that. That's not what you signed up for.
It was exactly what I signed up for when Lily asked me to watch over you.
Regardless, I should have been better. I should have treated you better, and other me, the confused me that I can't remember, I should have treated you better too. It won't happen again.
I know.
You do.
I also use the bathrooms.
Right. Sorry about that too. Side effects may include a need for stronger air freshener. I'll have Wes... I'll pick some up in the morning. Awkward segue. What cookies do you like?
Why?
So I know what kind to make, obviously.
To bribe me with because you feel guilty?
Maybe. Cookies?
Nothing with nuts.
Allergic?
I just don't know why you'd use nuts when chocolate exists.
Too many chocolate chips cookies it is. You'll have them tomorrow.
We don't have the ingredients.
I will go to the store and buy ingredients tomorrow. And air freshener. You can go. Oh, and Abby.
Yeah?
Call me Mrs. Harper again, and I will give your email address to every flat earth, creationist science, psychic new age, anti-vax, Bigfoot hunter, and conspiracy theory newsletter the internet has to offer. Do I make myself clear?
Crystal. Dot.
Good. You can go now.
Can you not?
It broke my concentration.
It's annoying.
It's amazing. I can feel the ball. Feel it. The weight of it in my hand. The elasticity pushing back against the pressure of a squeeze. I've spent decades with these walls. I know every angle, every divot, every imperfection. Now, I can test them. And I can catch... Wallace!
Would you say your ability to catch bollocks has increased with continuous interaction with the living?
I would say that a lady doesn't discuss how she handles such things. Though, I understand. Some delicacy is required.
Seriously, though.
We agreed. I am not a case study. And there's not enough data to say either way.
All right. Here is a rough map of the town.
Is that what that is?
This... is the observatory where Wes disappeared. This is where Dot wandered off to. She's 60% sure she saw Wes there. This is where his house at 1974 East Oak Street is. And this is the tool and die shop where someone saw someone who Rudy said might have been Wes.
Who are these stick figures?
Known ghosts. You, Wes, Silas, Tim.
That is supposed to be me? Why am I stabbing myself in the face?
It's the telescope. You're looking through the telescope. If you don't like it, draw your own picture.
Thank you. I think I will. Chalk? Wait. Concentrate. All right. go ahead.
What can we take away from this data?
That you did not come here for this data.
Yes, I did.
You could have drawn your stick figure map at home. There was no reason to come all the way to the observatory to copy it onto a blackboard.
I needed some peace and quiet.
There is no peace and quiet here. Only me.
I needed to get out of my room and do something that isn't checking my email every 30 seconds to see if the committee overseeing my doctoral thesis have made a decision regarding the validity of my research and my funding. So, yes, I am here for this data. Because focusing on a problem I can actually solve with the help of a colleague might distract me from the life and death of my academic career, which is utterly out of my control.
Tell me about this sighting with Dot. She saw Wes.
Yes. She was... There was an incident. She wandered away. When she got back, she mentioned seeing Wes. But she could have just been confused.
How serious was this incident?
Fairly. Why?
When I first appeared, Rudy asked me if I had unfinished business. Some kind of task I needed to do. Apparently, such things are common among ghosts. I wish to have my telescope fixed. Wes? I can't say. But he's been taking care of the Fenwood house, yes? Taking care of Dot?
And when Dot needed him, Wes appeared. Wow. That's... good.
A young lady cannot sit around thinking of the stars all day. She must learn proper skills. To cook, to sew, to draw, to sing. My mother was very old-fashioned in what she wanted for her daughters. There is a problem, though.
The chin is a little smaller than...
The problem is 2 is not a pattern. Corroboration requires a third instance.
We need a third ghost. Flashlight? Check. Extra batteries for flashlight? Check. Coffee? Here we go. Another night shift at Hunter's. Yay. Nora.
You can make calls where you can see the faucet now? Why do you not do this all the time?
Because pants are a hassle. You remember my instructions?
Yes, yes. 1 for Lily, 2 for Dr. Feltham, 3 for Miss Cabrera. Do you remember what you said the last time you went exploring by yourself?
This is not exploring. This is explored. Past tense. There are no surprises here.
Which is why I am on your phone ready to dial 1 for Lily, 2 for Dr. Feltham, 3 for... Wait, if I have your phone, how are we talking?
Dot, let me borrow hers in exchange for forgiveness. Look, it's fine. I don't even have to break in. I have keys. See? Ugh. And I thought this place couldn't get any worse. No power.
Shine the flashlight around. I want to take a look. When did you say this diner closed down?
November.
Because it looks like...
rot. Mildew. Mold. Toxic mold. But in the middle of winter, there's no way it should have...
Is that a beaver?
Table 5? No. It's a groundhog. Was a groundhog. Now it's a nest for something. Huh.
What is it?
Half the table displays are missing. Leave it to Mount fucking Absalom to steal the shitty taxidermy. Tim? Tim, are you here? I brought coffee. Better coffee. Real coffee.
I don't... Coffee is his unfinished business.
I thought recreating the conditions by which he usually appeared might induce a response.
That is it's not an unreasonable hypothesis. What else?
The pies would rotate counterclockwise. Well, I should have brought gloves. So, table two has coffee. The pies are turning counterclockwise, and the radio plays music, which I can't do and also have my phone on. I'll need to call you back
in. As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt water and take the sea air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. You take me away, boys, my time is not long. Wrap me up in my oilskin and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green.
That was lovely. Even through that little TV there.
Is that him?
Tim.
Abby, right? Oh, you don't mind if I,
Go right ahead. It's why I brought it.
Thanks. Ooh. Mm. You were right. That is better. You certainly have let this place go to seed. Glad I don't have to fix it. Who's on your TV?
Tim, the diner ghost. Meet Nora, the observatory ghost.
Another one. Huh. How about that? I seem to recall me and Grant went up to that observatory when we started up and got scared half to death by something. Would have been, fall of 71, spring of 72, somewhere around there. I don't suppose that it was...
Jesus, Grant, what was that? I told you this place is haunted. I think you were serious. But you just wanted to get in the lobby somewhere. Can't it be both?
That's that, then. Always thought it was a possum.
Look, Tim, we need to ask, why are you here?
The philosophical sense?
In the not dead sense.
Do you have any unfinished business?
Oh, like in the movies? I hadn't really thought about it in a while. I didn't get around to fixing that old creaky step. And I wanted to rebuild the porch. You know, the wood started looking pretty old by the end. Oh, you should watch yourself there.
So, no.
None that I can think of.
So why do you think you came back in the first place?
Grant.
That's it.
He's my heart. We weren't together all that long, only 7 years before him. Barely any time at all. I couldn't just leave. He needed me.
Needed you.
We had 24 years total. Most of that after. 24 good years. Couldn't ask for anything more.
But he needed you, and you came back.
Yeah.
And is he here now? Is he a ghost?
No.
So, why are you still here?
You know when you're going through a junk drawer, and you find a tiny screw, and you know you kept it for a reason. It went to something important, and you can't for the life of you remember what.
Jesus! What the hell?
Abby, what is it?
It's the taxidermy loon from table 10. And I think it just nodded at me.
Tim is gone.
What? Oh. Shit. Oh, shit!
Abby, what is going on? Abby!
Shh! We're closed.
Abby!
Shut up. Just stay quiet for a minute.
We're... closed. You're trespassing.
Hey, it's me.
We're closed.
I know. I work here, remember? Abby?
You work here. I remember. Abby, we're closed. Health inspector.
I know.
We'll call you. You're trespassing!
I came to turn in my keys.
Keys.
Yep. So, here they are.
You need to give them to the proprietor. Down the hall, past the kitchen. On the left.
I know. I work here.
You work here.
Nora, I think it's time to call Lily.
Are you sure?
Call Lily. Tell her where I am. Hello? Oh my God!
Yes, Abby. Abby, my apologies. I was just emptying out this wood grouse for a new display on table 14. What do you think?
I just came to drop off my keys.
Keys. Yes. And I think you've got something coming to you, yes. For your last week. Something coming to you.
That's okay.
Something coming to you. Something coming to you. Something coming to you. Something coming to you.
I'll pick it up another time.
Where are you going? I am a gentleman, and you have to get what's coming to you.
Fuck!
Language!
Fuck! Where is it? Where is it? Where's the back door? I've used the back door. It should be here. The diner is not this big. Why isn't it here? Bathroom! Go away. The bathroom is occupied. The bathroom is occupied and you are a gentleman. You have to wait. What now? What now? Think. Table 10? Are they still out there, Table 10? Can you see the back door? It's there. Do you think I can make it? I'm sorry, you're right. You're right. Don't look. Just run. You know where the door is. It'll be there. Just run. Just. One. Two. Three. Table 10. Ah!
Hey, Lily. No, I'm fine. False alarm. I know what she said. It's fine. It's all... I'll fill you in tomorrow. Go back to bed. Yes, I promise. Bye.
This episode features
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol,
Anuja Vedya as Nora,
Matt Young as Tim,
Dallas Seeker as Grant Fenwood,
Ellie Maitland as
Sebastian Orr as
Written by Jim McDaniel.
Sound design by Ryan Sheely.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElvey.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thank you to our supporting producers, Mike Beal, Calico Davis, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, J.D. Horn, Nick Keenan, Carolyn Koskasten, Megan McLean, Aurora Natalini, and Caitlin White. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the alley, the scent is stronger, overpowering. As I watch, the overhead lamps flicker and wink out one by one. God damn it. No. The girl appears briefly under the last streetlight, the headphones snug against her ears, the Walkman clasped to her hip. She's oblivious as she walks, lost in her own world.
Hey, stop! I need to talk to you!
Then she's swallowed up by the darkness again.
Helen! Wait a second!
It strikes her in the gloom so fast she barely has time to scream. She falls into the edge of the lamplight and lies there, bleeding, motionless. The man's skin is scaly, flaking, and there are patches of soot on his cheeks. He stares at me with eyes like midnight. Eyes that are devoid of remorse, devoid of humanity. He's one of them. I turn and run, and I don't look back.
The Road of Shadows, a new mystery and suspense audio drama by Mark R. Healy, creator of The Strata. Listen now at theroadofshadows.com.